It's the first morning of October on Main Street in the sleepy farm town of Republic, Missouri. It's celebrating its annual Pumpkin Days Festival, an old-fashioned town fair where you can watch the pumpkin contest judging or browse the booths while your kids play laser tag, ride a miniature train, or eat funnel cake. And if that's not enough Americana, you might wander past a red, white, and blue plastered booth with a sign saying, "Register to Vote." But there's conflict bubbling under this wholesome scene.
With this here, this voter registration that we have going on today, one of the things that we were really looking into was, hey, you know, how do we get new people on the board?
That's activist Jason Bell, who's working the booth. He's talking about the local school board.
The superintendent, I actually asked him, how do we get him to not have the job that he has? The board has to vote him out, and then the people on the board are voted in.
And he says that's the real mission of the Register to Vote booth. A lot of people have been mad at the Republic School Board and superintendent. In July, the board voted to remove two books from the high school library, following complaints stemming back to 2010 from a community member named Wesley Scroggins. More on him later. One of those books was Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut. The other was a book called 20 Boy Summer by young adult novelist Sarah Oakler. In mid-September, the board revoted, changed the decision, and returned the books to the library. But now students can't check them out without parental permission.
To me, it's like a kid who got his hand caught in a cookie jar.
That's school board candidate Charlie Johnson. He says current board members made two bad calls in a row with the books.
By having these books in the library under lock and key and only parents can check them out is just nonsensical. I felt they should have just allowed those books back in. And besides, there's teachers at the high school level who, on their committee, they all voted to keep those books in under curriculum, and I don't see why they won't listen to the teachers, because this is a curriculum issue and it's not a school board issue.
Just a mile or so away from the Pumpkin Days festivities, the public library is hosting a different type of celebration. The 1st of October was also the last day of Banned Books Week, the American Library Association's annual effort to draw attention to censorship. And at the public library, locals and a special guest are reading from banned books.
Thank you all for coming. It's great to see you. And I never thought that this little book with a heart on a cover would cause such a stir here.
That's 20 Boy Summer author Sarah Oakler, who flew in the day before. She'd come to read her work in the town where her book had been pulled from high school shelves. She spent Saturday speaking at library-organized banned books readings in Republic and neighboring Springfield. I caught her between readings and asked her how it felt to end up in the spotlight.
I found out about it in 2010 after the initial challenge, when another author friend of mine named Holly Schindler, who lives here in the area, she emailed me and said, "Look what is going on in my state."
Oakler was caught off guard by the sudden attention.
I was so shocked. It was a year after publication. The book had won some awards and had gotten positive reviews and just a lot of reader feedback, great reader feedback. And then this kind of came out of nowhere.
To find herself alongside Slaughterhouse-Five is good company, but Oakler's not entirely sure why she was singled out.
The book actually wasn't part of the school curriculum. It was just it was available in the library, and it was nominated for a teen book award, and so it was there, and it just kind of got pulled off the shelves and picked apart.
Picked apart by Wesley Scroggins, a professor of management at Missouri State University. Scroggins doesn't have children in the district. He says he's just a concerned community member. He filed the complaint that led to the board pulling the books in July. Oakler doesn't sound mad at Scroggins. If anything, she sounds fascinated.
Wesley Scroggins must really care about my book for all the trouble he's gone to challenged and banned, and, you know, a 25-page complaint of which my book took up quite a bit, and, out in the community kind of marching the drumbeat against these stories. He must think about it a lot, and he must care about it a lot, so that's something, right? You know, I would rather that than have a book that just kind of faded into the background.
So why did Oakler come to Republic? She'd hoped to open a dialogue. She wanted to meet the people who argued for removing her book and ask them why, what they thought it helped.
I don't want to come here and say everybody needs to read my book. It isn't right for everybody. It isn't right for every family. But unfortunately, the people who have shown their opposition anonymously on the internet through comments just didn't appear in person for the conversation, so I was kind of disappointed with that.
I asked Oakler if she thinks it's futile to try to control what kids read. She says she respects parents' and teachers' decisions.
So I know that these people care about their children, and that's at the heart of any challenge and any ban. But there are better ways, and one of those ways is to open a conversation.
But she says there's one thing parents should remember.
The book has been banned, and now people are reading it. The library wait list is really long. It's controversy now, whereas it could have been a really great discussion. And even if you don't have that kind of relationship with your children, they can still have those discussions with their friends. And books are one way for them to do that in a safe environment. And I don't know any parent that wouldn't want that. Why would you want your child or your teen discovering about these issues in an alley or on the beach or at a party and be completely unprepared and bewildered?
The state of Missouri has produced a long tradition of great writers. Twain, Langston Hughes, Tennessee Williams. Someday it'll produce another. But what are the future writers of Missouri reading? According to Missouri Department of Education officials, because Missouri is what's called a local control state, no one beyond the school district level keeps tabs on what books kids are assigned in class. If you have a child entering high school and you want to know what they're going to read, you have to take it to the school and look at the curriculum. And that's where Wesley Scroggins comes in. His complaints led to the removal of Slaughterhouse-Five and 20 Boy Summer, and according to him, taking it to the school is just what he did.
Just simply, walked in. That's how I do it. Just simply walk into the superintendent's office and request to see certain materials. It might be an entire curricula for a subject for a grade. Other times it might just be certain books that I'm interested in looking at.
Scroggins has walked into Republic schools and found books that taught, in the words of a 2010 complaint he filed with the school board, evolution, false concepts of American history, and principles contrary to biblical morality and truth. But when he found Slaughterhouse-Five, 20 Boy Summer, and Laurie Hall Sanderson's Speak, he singled them out in a column he wrote for a local paper. He described his review of the curriculum, in which he had learned that eighth graders were being exposed to the concept of homosexuality and the idea that America is a democracy, and he listed what he thought should change, because Scroggins is a believer in values.
What are our kids being taught? And that's really the issue here. I mean, what kind of a value system is being communicated, to our kids in the schools.
In July, when the school board removed two of the books he'd protested from shelves, he quickly emerged as the center of the controversy. National media picked up the story, and Scroggins was vilified in blogs. But he says this is about educational standards, not censorship.
If you look at many of our schools in Missouri today, they're failing schools. Even in the area of communication arts. I mean, Republic, if you look at their latest 2011 MAP scores, I think it's right at about 53%.
Scroggins' 2010 school board complaint was full of suggestions for improving Missouri's failing schools. He noticed, in his words, issues and principles that are immoral and violate the righteous moral law of God, and wondered how a school board that, quote, claims to be Christian could show high schoolers movies like The Breakfast Club and teach what he calls the evils of democracy. What books would Scroggins like to see?
You take a look at the old classics that many generations of Americans have grown up with. As far as I'm concerned, most all of those would be or probably should be acceptable. They just don't have, they're just a different genre, than what kids are reading today.
What are Missouri's kids reading today? It depends. I reached out to public high schools across the state, superintendents, principals, and teachers, to find out which books are on reading lists in their English classes. I found that most schools stick to young adult novels, American works, or staples of the canon. To Kill a Mockingbird and The Great Gatsby are still popular. A separate piece has a place as well, and Shakespeare is still a perennial favorite at almost every school. I spoke to Dr. Roy Fox, professor of English education at the University of Missouri, and asked him how a book makes the list.
It's got to kind of fit in with the community. Obviously, some communities are more conservative or more liberal than others. It has to pass muster with the administration. They cannot be afraid of it.
But for a book to be successful, And to really reach students, there's one factor that outweighs all others.
The most important thing to my mind for the success of the teaching of the book, and which is the selection of the book, is that the teacher have a love and a passion for the book. If he or she does not, it definitely shows. And it just will fall flat in many, many different ways.
Back in Republic, at the Pumpkin Days Festival, an organization of retired school teachers sells books at a fundraising booth. I spoke to one of them, Barbara Self, a retired English teacher from Republic.
I have very mixed feelings about what the Republic School Board has done.
She says things have changed since her days teaching.
I helped keep books from being banned. I helped support the librarians in that situation. And I think that a few years ago, this kind of thing would never have happened.
And while she thinks the climate in Republic has changed, she says her favorite book to teach was never completely uncontroversial.
I always started almost every school year by reading the novel The Outsiders. And once the kids realized that kids matter, they were really on my side then, from then on. Because The Outsiders is such a wonderful book, and I can see where maybe some people would have objected to that.
And she says if parents object to a book, teachers will be willing to listen.
Parents have the right to say, and there were some cases when I was teaching that a parent would say, I don't want my child reading that, and that's fine. There's so many alternatives out there. That was great. We accepted that and admired the parent for speaking up. But just overall, to blatantly ban a book, I don't think is right.
And she says students have a responsibility to themselves, too.
I always told my students when they were checking out books or when they were doing books from my classroom that just because you walk out in the cow lot, you don't have to step in the middle of the cow pile. You can go around it.
While I was celebrating an unusually literary Pumpkin Days with the people of Republic, I spoke with teachers, librarians, authors, and activists. But don't forget the most important voices in the debate.
I just am a student at the high school, and I heard about it after I read the book and realized why. Couldn't figure out why it was banned, because it wasn't bad.
That's Emma Collings. She's in ninth grade at Republic High School, and she says she's already planning for college. She says adults should realize that she and other high school students are a lot more capable of handling difficult ideas than some adults think.
Well, okay, we're in high school, and if you're going to be 17 and then you go off to, when you're 18 you can go off to war, but when you're 17 you can't read a book. It's a little ridiculous, honestly.
Other students decided to take matters into their own hands. When 20 Boy Summer was pulled from the library, Bailey Pamperine came to the banned book reading in Republic to see the author she'd already read on her own.
I mean, even if they do ban them, people like me loan them out, and so there's always ways to find them.
When Oakler's book was removed from the library, Bailey and her friends started an impromptu book club.
I think the school board is going overboard. I think they think that they're protecting us from something that can't be protected, and we're going to find out anyways. And I think these books are helping people, and they're trying to protect these people from being helped, but it's not protecting anyone.
Republic's superintendent didn't respond to my calls for an interview. And at school board meetings, members of the public aren't allowed to address the board directly. They have to submit a request. But as many Republic residents told me, the ultimate power to get a book in or out of a kid's hands comes from teachers, parents, or students themselves. Davis Donovan, KBIA News.